Would anybody like a drink?
Second part of the recording. This is picking up like a second after the last one stopped, ignoring the comments that were said in between the two recordings. Okay. We have a machlokas achronim. According to the Ramah, there can only be a chi of misa. There can only be an isur leba'al when there's a chi of misa, according to the Shvos Yaakov. Totally irrelevant. Why would one ever be associated with the other? What's the machlokas? What should it be contingent on? What should this hinge on? Is what an independent issue? Namely, what do you mean independent or secondary?
Well, the fact that it only affects when it's chayav misa means...
Then when it's not chayav misa...
Well, it's attached to it and has independent...
What is it? What is it that you're referring to?
The punishment. Is it a punishment that goes along with the chayav misa, but you can't do chayav misa in certain conditions, let's say you don't have the proper situation...
Right, hasra'a and...
But there still is attached to it asa labal or asa labal. Or is it totally independent? It has nothing to do with the union.
Okay, so I think... Yeah. I think I'm going to take your direction. I think we're going to... I think this is what... You'll tell me whether or not this is what you're saying. But this is the direction that I'd like to take this in. If you hold that it's connected to an onesh misa...
Then when there's not...
Then what are... Obviously, if when there's not, then there's going to be no isur labal. That's an excellent derivation. But what are you saying about the mechayev of the isur labal? I think this machlokas achronim goes to the very heart of the nature of the isur to the husband. For the Ramah, the isur is clearly a function of the chumras ha-isur. The violation that occurred. It's a violation that is so stringent, that is so severe, that is so bad, that what? That it entails a capital punishment, a chiyuv misa. The severity of that isur, she violated something so severe that she can no longer continue living with her husband. That's the degree to which this was a really bad erva. This was an isur. It's the chumras ha-isur that serves as the mechayev, that triggers the prohibition to her husband. By contrast, the Shvos Yaakov thinks it has nothing to do with the Chumras HaIsr. It has to do with what? What we'll refer to going forward as the Begidas HaBaal. She betrayed her husband. At the end of the day, she had an affair. You're getting into all these fancy halachic analysis of what the onesh is, whether it's misa, whether it's something less. Like that. That's not the issue here. That's immaterial.
It wouldn't make a difference.
What's the issue? What's the issue at hand? Correct. It wouldn't make a difference if there's Asra or not. What's the issue? The issue is the fact that she had an affair. She violated that sacred relationship with her husband. That's the issue at hand. Who cares whether or not there's a chi of misa, says the Shvos Yaakov. This woman had an affair.
There's only one problem with that.
Yeah.
And this is not
which side? The Ramah or the Shvos Yaakov?
Shvos Yaakov.
Yeah.
Because, and this is social, so you don't have to accept it, but who are you punishing here? Let's say the husband wants her back.
That raises a broader hashkafic question about how we deal with circumstances like that.
She's still going to be allowed to another man,
right? But not the Baal or the Boel. Not the Baal or the Boel.
If you really want to say, listen, you violated a very serious illness, a very serious
Isser, Avera, right?
It's nothing to do with Misa, but we're going to now punish you.
No,
you both get your husband, so you can't have him back. You can have Joe or Tom or Harry or Dick.
Right.
So really, the problem is you're really punishing the husband if he wants it back.
I think that's a good, regardless of which position you take,
yeah,
whether it's the Ramah.
It's not really a hard question.
Right. No, regardless of whether you take the Ramah or the Shvos Yaakov, that poses an interesting Ashkafic question. I'll get like a worse question is, what do you do with the Eishes Kohen Shenenza? This woman is raped and now she can't return to her husband.
No, but that's not a punishment. That's a technical thing of being an Aishas.
Right, it raises serious hashkafic questions.
Okay,
it raises...
Not really, because this is what it is to be a Kohen, a Kohen is serious halachic issues. But here, you're actually instituting a punishment.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know if that's a kasha on the... I don't know if that's a kasha.
It's not a kasha.
Right.
It's not a kasha.
How do we know
right.
She's Mizana? Because we have
I'm just adding it.
The case last 2 weeks ago that she said she was Mizana. And we said that...
Well, let's say here everybody agrees that she's
more
Mizana,
than the reality of it, though, I think he's saying.
No, but like,
it's not,
we said
she says it herself.
That she wasn't us. We changed our through society. People
Well, okay, so Shavin Amshakati in the Yisurah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says
that I was Mizanah.
Right.
So, and she still went back to the husband.
No, there was she created an Isur upon herself to go back to her husband. That's the Shavian. That gets back to the whole Shavian Afshei Chatichah D'Isura question.
No, but that
was our last sugya.
Be practical here.
Why?
It's more than the reality. I mean, like she says it.
Right.
But we don't necessarily take that as reality.
So again, so you're raising an interesting Shavian. This gets back to the whole question of Shavian Afshei Chatichah D'Isura. How does that work? Do we believe her just within her own domain? Is it really just a form of hafla'ah, like a shvua or a neder? You're saying if it's a shvua or a neder, then maybe the internal dynamic of the Isur L'Baal would dictate that Shavya Nafshei Chatichah D'Yisura wouldn't work. Is that in essence what you're saying?
The second position here is more than just the reality.
How do we know she's
Mizanah? There has to be a halachic reality to say this is what happened. Isn't there?
Yeah, of course. I mean, well...
How do we know she's Mizanah?
That gets back to the Shavya Nafshei Chatichah D'Yisura question. What if he knows, but there are no witnesses? Right? So the assumption of most Rishonim, certainly the Balei HaTosfos, and everyone, Shavya Nafshei Chatichah D'Yisura would dictate that it's still prohibited for him. And that's across the board. There would still be a prohibition for him.
But again,
that gets into the standards of halachic reality. But yes, you are correct in asserting that there has to be some.
No death. Then, you know, if the husband sees it happening, there is no death. But
again, this is nobody assumes that, again.
If there's no death, you're just
working before, again. This is the Ramah and the Shvos Yaakov. According to Shvos Yaakov, there definitely wouldn't be a problem. Even according to the Ramah, like we said before, it just needs to be that the relationship has a chi of Misa, not that you're implementing it Lamaisa. Perhaps the most famous source that highlights this Chakira is source 12. That highlights this issue. Let me just correct something for one moment. Okay. Source 12. Is it true of the Maharik? Listen to the following case, okay? Ben, you're going to like this case. Ba'asher shal Maharil. Okay? Maharil had a question. Be'isha shezinza tachas baila beratzon. She had a willing and consensual marital affair. V'hi lo yada im yesh iser bedava. I didn't know it was usher. She's a progressive person. She believes in an open marriage. She didn't know that God has an issue with that. I didn't know there was a problem. I didn't know that there's an issue with that. Esther said Dibros. I don't know. I thought that was referring to something else, not to Isha Seish. I thought it was just referring to incestuous relationships, whatever it may be. She has an affair, and she claims she thought it was mutter. Im yachshav shogeg ad kan lashona. Should this be considered shogeg? Now look at the answer of the Ma'arik. La'anias daiti nira. To ein lezu din shogegas lahatira labaila. There's no din shogeg that could possibly create a heter to her husband. Why? Kivan shehi miskavenes lim'ol ma'al be'isha u'mezana tachta. Because it doesn't matter whether or not she knew it was usher. It doesn't matter whether or not she knew this was a rebellion against God, whether God likes this or doesn't like it. In the end of the day, she had an affair against whom? Her husband.
Wait,
he's saying this for Gengis? The halok siv ish kises te ishto u'mo'ala ma'al ba'hashem. It doesn't say when his wife has an affair and does it betrays God. What does it say? It says be'isha. She betrays her husband. It doesn't say umala ma'al ba'hashem dilishtama davka b'mechavenes le'iser. If it said ma'ala ma'al ba'hashem, then I'd say, oh, maybe when it was only she had kavana to create a certain iser. Ella umala bo ma'al ksiv. She had kavana to betray whom? Her husband. And therefore the Maharik argues that even in a case where she didn't know, it doesn't matter. The mere fact that she had an affair against her husband, that in and of itself is the mechayev. Now, would the Ramah say that?
It doesn't look like it.
The Ramah certainly wouldn't say that. The Ramah can't say that. Because he says you only have a chiyuv of Misa.
Oh, but maybe the Misa is because she's moral against her husband.
No, but again, the woman who has the affair with the katan is also betraying her husband, and yet the Ramah says there would be no Isur L'Baal.
Right.
Clearly, this is working within the Shvos Yaakov argument that for the Maharik and the Shvos Yaakov, the Mechayev is not any the Chumras HaIsser. It's not the severity of the prohibition that occurred. It's the mere fact that there was a violation of the sanctity of their marriage. Of that loyalty that's expected between man and wife. The fact that was violated, in and of itself, creates an Isser L'Baal. Look at he brings a fascinating raya.
He's
saying it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't... No, fine. That's a different circumstance. That's ones. 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 Okay, fine. The Gemara talks about circumstance. That might be in the category of ones.
Oh, that's not an
Right, she doesn't know what she's doing. She thinks it was her husband or whatever. The Gemara talks about cases like that. How that works, Lamaisa, I don't know. It's like the whole Yaakov and Leah situation. You know, the white. You're right. The lights were out. They didn't. They, you know, they were tsnuim, and she didn't realize that that it wasn't her husband. Rachman al-Atzlan. Who knows? Who knows how and when it happened? Let's assume for the sake of the halachic analysis that it occurred. That would be a different circumstance. But we're saying that if she just didn't know that it was Usser, according to the Ma'arik, that wouldn't be enough. Look at his raya. Second paragraph. Od nira lafiani asdaiti lahavi raya. I have a proof. Dal karchach ina davar talui bekavonas ha'isser. Kidei shenomar deheicha shelo niskavenes la'isser. Kigon shelo yada sheyesh isser b'davar shetehi mutaris l'baila. I have a proof that even when she didn't know that it's asura, and she did it b'shogeg, that she's still prohibited to her husband. Tehagar sinon b'megillah parakama. Let's go back to the Esther case. Because we have in the first parak of Megillah, what the Megillah says, "V'chasher avadti avadi," right? We say that in we've learned that in the trap of Eicha every year. And what is the Gemara darshin? "Kasher avadi mi beisava avadi mi meich." The Gemara says that Mordechai and Esther were really married, and at that point she said, "Now that I'm being taken by Achashverosh, our relationship is destroyed as well. I'm lost to you. Why? To ad hashta beones v'hashta beratzon." At this point, it's beratzon. Shema minon de meosa sha'a ne'esra al Mordechai. She's prohibited to Mordechai. And look what the Ma'arik says. V'nei davar pashat hu yoser mi b'yasa b'kuscha. B'yasa b'kuscha is, it's Machlok Rishonim, what exactly b'yasa b'kuscha is. It's the Gemara's paradigm of a really simple question, a really easy question. He says it's more pashat than that question. Ki Esther lo asa shum iser v'lo haya b'davar afilu nidnu naveira. Ela mitzvah rabba asa sa she'atzila kol Yisrael. There was no iser there. You Ramah, I mean, he doesn't say this, but implicitly, I mean, chronologically it wouldn't work. But you, Ramah, are telling me that you need a achi of Misa. It's the Chumras HaIsser. You're going to tell me that Esther was Asura to Mordechai because she was Mechavenes. She had Kavana to do some kind of prohibition with Achashverosh. Chalila v'chas. V'teida d'chein hush. Arei b'vor l'fnei ha-melech. Sharsu ala ruach ha-kodesh. It couldn't have been an Isser. There was ruach ha-kodesh upon her. K'da d'ashin an-hasam. Mi-bis-la-besh Esther. Malchus. U-mi-na-mucha-chasam. Shi-haisa. Yeshiva Nevios, she was one of the Yeshiva Nevios. How can you possibly say that the relationship in and of itself would create an Isser?
I'm not sure I understand that again.
I mean, the whitewashing.
Can you tell me that question again?
The Raya? You want to tell me that it's Davka when there's Kavana for. I'm sorry, you want to tell me that it's Davka when there is Kavana for Isser? The Gemara in Megillah says that Esther was Asura, was prohibited to Mordechai. And there was no kavana for Isser. You're going to tell me that Esther had kavana to do an Aveira?
What was the difference about this time? She had certain kavana. Because the Gemara says, we know the Gemara very much. It says that, the Gemara says before that she went from, before she went to Kasher Avadi, she went back to Mordechai every night. It says she went from...
Right, no, because that's what the Gemara says. Ad-hacha, before it was Ones, Hashda Baratza. Right, no. So
what is exactly...
That vada, you don't need kavana to do an aveira. Esther, we can all agree, was not miskavenes to do an aveira.
But she was miskavenes
to have a relationship with the girl.
That's exactly our case. That's exactly our case. She has kavana to have an affair. She just doesn't know that it's asura. Namely, she's acting willingly.
She knew it was asura.
What?
She knew it was asura.
But again, she was not miskavenes la aveira. The question is, you have a woman who's acting willingly, but she doesn't have kavana to do an aveira.
But the Gemara there has.
If he would have been a Jew,
she was a miskavenes for Avera from the beginning.
Right.
Then she did have some kavana to go to him on her own.
Again, that's the will. Again, that's
the kavana.
Correct. Correct. But again, the point is that even when she had that more, that higher degree of intent, as the Gemara says, hashta beratzon, she still did not have kavana for Avera. And that's exactly parallel to our case. A case where what? Where you have kavana to do the act, you know what you're doing. You just don't have kavana to do an Isur. You don't have kavana to do an Avera. That's the parallel. Well, we can discuss it further, but that's the parallel that he's constructing. That's the parallel. But she's not miskavenes la Avera. So I hear the chilukim. The Ma'arik's raya is that you have a case where she's not miskavenes la Avera, and yet there's still going to be a prohibition to her husband. Now, what would the Ramah answer? So we find Rishonim, like the Ramban. The Ramban has to deal with a number of questions from that Gemara. And sometimes the Rishonim say that Gemara is not gadah. Don't worry about that Gemara so much. Lamaisa, that shouldn't have bearing on our halachic analysis. Don't worry about that too much. Sometimes you see the Rishonim when they're just with kashas from that Gemara about Esther, They say, don't worry about it too much. That's it's an interesting, more methodological point about the relationship between halacha and agada. I mean, no, they don't say that. They just say it's an agada. Don't
say it's lasso.
It's a drasha. The Balamor says that. So it's
so that means she went back to us.
It's particularly interesting. Well, no, I think they're saying more that Mordechai and Esther weren't necessarily married. I think is more what they're saying. Mordechai raised Esther in Pshuto Shel Mikra. There's nothing that indicates that they were married. And they say, look, it's an agada. It's a nice agadata, but it's not. That's particularly interesting for the Ramban. There's a very famous passage in the Bikuach of the Ramban when he was had that disputation with Pablo Christiani, where Pablo is bringing all sorts of agadatas to try to prove that the Mashiach already came. So he wasn't, Pablo Christiani was not a Talmud Chacham. I mean, later, in subsequent years, he did have certain chidushim regarding his method of disputation. Later there were real Talmud Chachamim who were Mishumadim, and they caused much more severe problems. Abner of Burgas, and they caused much more severe problems than Pablo Christiani, because they took his arguments and developed them much further and much more sophisticated ways. So the Ramban didn't have a tough time dispatching Pablo Christiani. He said, most of his rayas were that the Mashiach already came. Most of his rayas. For example, I'll just give one example. There's a Gemara that says the Mashiach was born the day the second base of Mikdash was destroyed. So, you see that the Mashiach already came. So Ban's answer was, okay, but that Gemara equally disproves your Mashiach, because your Mashiach was born well before, he actually died before the second base of Mikdash was destroyed. So even if you want to bring a Raya, if you want to bring a Raya against me, it's equally a proof against you. But another point that the Ramban made in the context of the Fikuach was that Agados, and the Ramban goes a little bit further, he says Agados aren't necessarily binding. That's a very strong statement of the Ramban, and has led to much subsequent debate as to whether the Ramban was only saying that because of the pressure of the situation, or he actually meant it. It's one thing to say that the Agada is not meant to be taken literally. That's one thing the Ramban says. He seems to go a step further and says it's not even binding. You don't even have to accept certain Agadas, which is a strong statement of the Ramban. The Rambam mirrors that position in the context of the Mashiach. The Rambam has a famous and controversial position that Chazal didn't really know, you know, they didn't really have any special knowledge about when the Mashiach would come, and you don't really have to accept all the Gemaras in the 11th parak of Sanhedrin about that. But in any event, that's how some Rishonim answer this kasha. Now that we have this principle, let's return to Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam said that when a goy is boel and isha, okay, when the affair occurs with an Oved Kochavim, there is an Isser to the Baal. We know that that's the case. We know that from Mishnayos and Gemaras and Maseches Kiddushin. There is an Isser to the Baal, but there's no Isser to the Boel. We were wondering, why would Rabbeinu Tam be Mechalik? Now, you could formulate this in a number of different ways. But I think the basic point for Rabbeinu Tam is that the Rabbeinu Tam, at least regarding the Isser to the Baal, is a Shavus Yaakov man. I mean, obviously, it doesn't work chronologically. But the Baal, Rabbeinu Tam would tell you that what is the Isser to the Baal? The Isser LeBaal is the fact that she betrayed the sanctity of their marriage, she had an affair, she had a relationship with someone else. It doesn't matter who that is. It doesn't matter whether it was Chiyam Misa or no Chiyam Misa, Jew, Oved Kochavim. It doesn't make a difference. The violation of the sanctity of that relationship creates an Isser LeBaal. The Isser LeBoel,
since he's not a Jew,
might have something different. Maybe you need a Gavra HaBoel, maybe you need maybe there it is the Chumras HaAveira. There are a number of ways of formulating this, and we'll discuss it further when we discuss the Isser LeBoel. But that's a very basic distinction between the Isser LeBaal and the Isser LeBoel. Why is there an Isser LeBaal even when the Boel is an Oved Kochavim? Because in the end of the day, for Rabbeinu Tam, that's immaterial. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is that there's been a violation of the sanctity of the Ishus. And then, finally, we can come back to the Rambam as well. The Rambam says, Ketana she'isi aviyam zines pertsona ne'esra al-baila, and the Ravid asks, what do you mean? Pitoi ketana onesu. How can you tell me that she's asura to her husband? Now again, we said first, our first suggestion was that perhaps it depends on how much you assert she actually has ratzon. But that was just, let's say everybody agrees that there's a degree of ratzon, or a small degree of ratzon, or a very little ratzon. The point for the Rambam is that you're trying to marshal pitoi katana onesu. That's a halachic principle. That applies to her level of da'as as far as onshim are concerned and the like. In the end of the day, she still violated this marriage. That violation is still there. She did this consensually. What?
This is between them. It has nothing to do with the din Torah or anything. It's between the two of them.
Exactly. Ma'ala ma'al bi'isha. And this katana, who again, in general, for other halachic ramifications, will apply this rule of pitoi katana onesu. In the end of the day, she violated that marriage. The Ravid says, Peter Katan Ones. And then what does the Ravid add? Hasra, you need Hasra. What would the Rambam say to that? Rambam would say, Hasra, what are you talking about, Hasra? Hasra is totally irrelevant here. What are you? You're trying to bring me the Ramah's arguments that you need a Chiyav Misa, that you need Hasra, that this is about Chumras HaAveira? Rambam says, no way, it's not about any of that. Hasra is immaterial and it's irrelevant. Peter Katana Ones, who is irrelevant. At the end of the day, the nature, the Mechayev of the Isra Labaal is the violation of that relationship. So I think those are the two models that you have for that Isra. It emerges from the Machlokes in the Ramah and the Shvas Yaakov, the Tshuva of the Maharik, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rambam about the nature of Isra Labaal. So that's going to be our next question. The question is now, should we start? Should we start that issue? We have 9 minutes remaining. Should we start that issue or should we hold off? What's
the question? What does the
Ravid
maintain?
The Ravid? The Ravid would say, like the Ramah, that it's about the Chumras HaAveira. It's about the Chumras HaAveira. She needs to do a B'mezid, right? We'll invoke now. The Ravid holds that you can't just, it's not about.
Katana by definition can't.
Sorry? Right, exactly. Then, once you're talking about Chumras HaAveira, then start marshaling all of those general categories that we have. Peter Kitana Onesu. She's not held responsible for that degree of Aveira or anything like that. There's no Hasra. So how can you, there's no, the Chumras HaAveira isn't there, it's lacking. So how can you possibly create an Isra Labaal? So I think that Machlokes between the Ramah and Shvas Yaakov in the Achronim, which is a little more explicit, has actually played out as well between the Rambam and the Ravid as well, regarding the Peter Kitana Onesu question. So again, is there a consensus? Is there interest in starting the next topic? Yeah? Should we start the next issue? Okay, fine. Let's just lay the groundwork for the next issue. So now that we've established the nature of the Isra Labaal, Chaim's question is, what is the Isra Labaal? And that's our next issue. Okay. That's the Rabbeinu Tam issue. So let's start formulating that question. Go to section 4, page 5. Here we have the same Mishnah in Sota. Give me 1 second. Why did I quote that Tosis in Shabbos? Not sure why I put that. I have to go over some of these sources first. Let's just frame the question. I'm going to have to go over some of these sources before we go through the next section more thoroughly. Okay, source 9 is repeated in at the beginning of section 4. And we noted this mission already. Look at source 15. Gemara Sham Daf Chesam Adal. Tashma, the Katani Seifa Rebbe Omer, Shnei Pe'amim Ha'amurin Beparsha V'nitma'a V'nitma'a Echad Labaal V'Echad Labaal. Mechlad Rabbi Akiva Vavid Kedarish. The Gemara asks, do we darshan vavs in the Torah or do we not? So the Mishnah says, look, we have a machlokas in this Mishnah in Sota. Is it v'nitma'a v'nitma'a two times, or is it merely the vav that is added onto v'nitma'a that causes the issue? Now, we raised the question last time, what is the, we discussed this at the beginning also, right? What is this machlokas? We have machlokas about the source. The machlokas about the source could be very significant. And what is the machlokas about the source here? I think Chaim, you're the one who said this last time. Namely?
Is it parallel? In other words, is what happens to one happens to the other? Or is it...
What do you mean, what do you mean what happens to one happens to the other?
You're going against the Baal, right? The Chumo against the Baal. So does that kick in now the Issa to the Boel? Or is it a separate Issa or equal Issa to the Boel and to the Baal?
Okay, right. So that's so let's put it this. Let's frame the question the way the question... So that's just the source. And we'll have to talk about what exactly that means. Are they connected? What does that mean that they're connected? How are they connected? What exactly is the nature of that connection? That's something that we'll have to address. But let's frame the question the way the Rishonim relate to the question, which is the whole David HaMelech question. It comes back to the whole David HaMelech issue. I realize why the source is there. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tes asks, how was David allowed to marry Bathsheba? There's an Isser Lebo, there's an Isser Leboel. He was the Boel. No, there's no exception for the king. Shem Shasur Lebo, Kach Asur Leboel. And Yahav does the same halachos that apply to everyone, apply to the king as well. The king has certain special halachos, special extra Yisurim and the like. So we had two possibilities. One was that she wasn't really an Eishes Ish. Everybody would write a get to their wives. We discussed the halachos between Rashi and Tosfos whether it was a get al Tanai that he doesn't come back from war or just straight up a get. Or what was the second possibility? That it was Ones. Now, Onis explains to me what?
Well, nothing.
No, we're going to a Baal. That she wanted to go back to a Baal.
That would explain to me why Bathsheba was permitted to Uriah Achiti, right? How does that explain? How does that tell me that she would be permitted to David HaMelech? Right. So look at what Tosis and Shabbos Daf and Vamad Aleph say. Dibur Maskali Kuchin. Nikuchin yesh lecha ba. Afal gav de afilu chata nami yesh lo ba likuchin. De ha anusa haisa. Vishoya le ba'al, vihu adin le ba'al. Mikol makom yesh lecha ba, mashma lo haya, sorry, yesh lecha ba, mashma lo haya lecha ba, aveira. That Gemara in Shabbos is that Gemara that we spoke about in terms of kol omer devon avalach chata eno elatov. So, what does Tosos say? Tosos asks, how is there a proof that the Gemara tries to bring a proof that there was no chet from the fact that he was allowed to marry her. Tosos says, there's not necessarily a proof. Why? Because when she was an anusa, she would be sharya leba'al, and Tosos say, v'hu hadin leba'al. There's this equation that Tosos are drawing. If she's muteres to her husband, as we know she is in the case of anusa, she's going to be muteres to the ba'al as well. Look at Tosfos and Yevamos Aflamet Hayamid Aleph repeats the same shita because it was Ones. If a woman's raped unless Aish is coming, she mutaris to her husband. Look at the Tosfos in Source 17. Look at the underline. Umiu gabe boel aval gav de loksivbe lo nispasa yesh lechalek bein Ones leratzon beishes Yisrael. Tosfos say by the boel as well. There's a svara to be mechalek between Ones leratzon, even though I don't have a pasuk for it. By the Baal, I have a pasuk. Pasuk says, he lo nispasa. If it was against her will, if it was not consensual, then she's permitted to her husband. Tosfos say the same thing applies to the Baal. And Tosfos asks, you'll tell me, I don't have a pasuk to prove this, I don't have a source for it. Tosfos says, the svarahu, to lo ne'esra ala Baal. Ela kisha ne'esra ala Baal. Tosfos says, svarahu, to lo ne'esra ala Baal, ela kisha ne'esra ala Baal. It only makes sense that she would be prohibited to the Baal, to the paramour, when there is also a prohibition to the Baal. Is that a logical svara? It's not an obvious, certainly not an obvious svara, right? I'm sorry?
It's only if you rape a penuya, you have to marry. It's not somebody else.
It's certainly not an obvious svara that Tosfos is suggesting. And other, we'll see that other Rishonim disagree. We'll see that other Rishonim disagree. We'll see that the Ramban gives a different answer to this question of Ones. We'll have to see what the Ramban's answer is. But he does not assume that the Isser is that it's contingent on the Isser Lebaal. Now I wanna go over these sources more, but basically our outstanding question for next week is what is the Svara of the Baal HaTosfos? What is the Svara of the Rishonim? All these Rishonim assert that the Isser Leboel is somehow contingent on the Isser Lebaal. And it's a svara to Tosfos. It's obvious to them that there won't be an Isser Lebo and Isser Lebaal. If this is a deterrent, that certainly doesn't make sense. If this is the Chumras Ha'avera that they performed, then that certainly doesn't make sense either. They still perform the Avera regardless of whether or not there's an Isser Lebaal. Why should it be?
It's learned out from the Pasuk.
So it's learned out from the Pasuk, right? So you'll tell me, oh, clearly there is some connection. What exactly is the nature of that connection? Why should that be true? What is the svara? Tosfos don't invoke the Pesukim. They invoke a svara. What exactly is that svara? So that will Bez Hashem further discuss over the course of the next week.
While they're married, he's not allowed to have a relationship with her. The minute they get divorced, he's allowed to.
While they're married.
Because, you see, if he has a relationship with